USA Radio News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his country will remain mobilized to meet Ukraine's needs, including heavy weapons. This was all during a call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. All the while, Ukraine troops continue to battle for a key eastern city who is now mostly controlled by Russian forces. Maryland authorities have arrested a man armed with a weapon near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The Justice Department has charged the 26-year-old man with attempting or threatening to kidnap or murder a U.S. judge. The man, who traveled from California, called emergency authorities saying he was having suicidal thoughts and had a firearm in his suitcase. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The first public hearing of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol will include substantial new material that has not been seen publicly, according to aides to the committee. The hearing marks the first time that the committee will share its findings with the public after nearly a year of investigating, with hundreds of witness interviews and thousands of pages of documents received. And there might be a TV show coming in addition.
Aides to the January 6th Commission are leaking to reporters the January 6th Committee's made-for-TV show and what it will feature. Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan says this will be a one-sided attack on President Trump without any true Republican representation.
We know what their goal is. Their goal is to get rid of the Electoral College and stop President Trump from running for office in 2024.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Health officials continue to investigate a second presumed case of monkeypox that was identified in Los Angeles County. The newest patient was described only as an adult who had recently traveled. The person is showing symptoms but is doing well and isolating away from others, according to the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. According to the CDC, there have been 40 nationally confirmed monkeypox cases. They have stressed the risk of infection in the general population remains low. The U.S. Department of Energy says keep a flashlight handy and maybe an icebox. This is advice they're giving Americans for this summer as power outages loom. Many experts agree that the U.S. grid is not ready for the increased demand for electricity coming with air conditioning units. Parts of the country like the Midwest, California, and Texas are bracing for blackouts, brownouts, and power shortages as temperatures rise. Even the areas that are not so much at risk for power shortages should be precautious for prices increasing. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.